Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk, lo Melanesia update, me Koroi Hawkins. This time that me join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines, a government pressures landowners to remove Namele leaves. Beverly Hills school students temporarily relocate to Epauto. 22 polling districts defined for national referendum vote. Kaluran appointed new special envoy for ULMWP and Vanuatu's Kamba Zouk Group makes a debut appearance in New Caledonia. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Vanuatu government acknowledges challenges as more palm workers incarcerated in Australia. Upon returning from an overseas trip in Australia, the Minister of Internal Affairs, Johnny Kunapo, addressed the media, shedding light on the pressing issues of Vanuatu palm workers facing incarceration in Australia, expressing concerns over the governance of the seasonal work program. Kunapo emphasises the urgent need for improvements in the system responsible for sending workers to Australia and New Zealand.
We want to improve the system for governance, for labour mobility recruitment. Lo mekem si everyone pass through lo one channel we government and we look la backside blame go mo look for blame time we me come and then him say yes man please and we go even him work plan and come back. So Australia him continue blong apply him law enforcement blame be you me do you me got one duty lo mekem sure say only Vanuatu only go away only no go blow start in tablo jail.
During his recent visit to Australia, Kunapo uncovered troubling revelations regarding the contract of Vanuatu palm workers, with an increasing number of being implicated in various offences leading to jail terms. Of particular concerns is the involvement of some Vanuatu nationals in serious crimes, including cases of rape, further exacerbating the gravity of the situation.
All offences were committed to me are very serious. I'm very serious. We must admit him. Would you meet him in the mouth? Long people belong one to say. Time old people play me only stop the path. Long go long Australia only never got one briefing, proper briefing, all different kinds of offenses. Well, of Vanuatu, you look say, am you right? Where under long Australian law, am you one offense, whether small or big. And then he make him say, today, as we speak, a lot of Nifanuatu will stop jail. And some will stop jail for a very long time. Long sentences. A lot of young people believe me only stop in jail. Number of rape cases long Australia have become big one.
Acknowledging the severity of the challenges faced by Vanuatu workers abroad, Kunapo highlighted the government's commitment to providing support and assistance to those in need, in particular, apply for different visa.
All people believe me only no save karantare quick access long protection visa. And please, you know, time we only no got with access long protection visa, then only save stop 2 to 3 years wait long process. Now Australia will limit him process say come 2 weeks, you know more 2 to 3 years, which means compliance mechanisms blow kata, pambayo kata only activate them compliance. So time me remember, me must have been first time blow try and find one way blow, you me help them people blow you me blow provide them one other pathway long okay, that's supposed to say, I mean, now I have a system where you will start facing now, yeah? Then, for our government, we want them to negotiate with the Australia, say, rather than deport them every man below me. We want them to negotiate with the Australia, say, you may allow them portability along all different visa programs, yeah? Along all the move, you go to all our employers, all the accept them, all grant them visa, all the time, only fulfill them, work them, all the under low visa conditions, only come back and then only go back. That's the intention. So compliance in Australia is hemi stop. By hemi stop and for some laws plan. At the same time, you mean we must find more areas to protect them more people believe me long. Interest believe me.
In a proactive measure, Kunapo referenced a legal professional who has generously offered to provide legal representation to new Vanuatu workers at no cost, ensuring they receive the necessary legal support and guidance during such challenging times.
Meet with them one lawyer, I mean one Brazilian lawyer, where Mr. provide them pro bono services, legal services, free help. Long all new Vanuatu, I mean, legal services long Australia he mino jeep se maglo health services. So fulab ni Vanuatu only facing a lot of problems. And we believe me lo samlo offences who only Vanuatu yang valab lo yumi oliko samvalo li drink oliko sem samvalo fashion we emi just beyond onem we mi save imagining lo Vanuatu.
As the government grapples with the complexities of the situation, efforts are underway to address systematic issues within the seasonal work program. Kwanapo stresses the importance of implementing robust governance mechanisms to safeguard the welfare and rights of Vanuatu palm workers deployed overseas. With a concerted focus on accountability and transparency, the government aims to mitigate risks and enhance the overall effectiveness of the program by consulting with Australian authorities. Vanuatu has more than 20,000 seasonal workers in both New Zealand and Australia. In education, the Ministry of Education and Training find itself embroiled in a contentious standoff with landowners of Beverly Hills School as it intensifies pressure on them to eradicate Nameli leaves from the premises. This latest directive underscores growing tensions following the landowners' repeated display of discontent by placing Nameli leaves at the school. The move is a symbolic gesture signifying the frustration over the government's alleged failure to uphold a land rent review agreement inked back in 2021. These actions haven't gone unnoticed, with the Ministry of Education stepping in to address the matter, particularly after a recent meeting with the Ministry of Lands. The crux of the issue lies in the six families, Tangararo, Pomal and Mark, Kalsakau, Pakakoto, Mataungori and Kalvori Kaltabank, while asserting their rights as landowners. They repeated the deployment of Nameli leaves serves as visual reminder of their grievances and demands for resolution. The initial placement of Nameli leaves occurred during the school's construction phase back in 2021. The Minister of Education acknowledges the landowners' legitimacy without dispute, highlighting a critical shift in leaseholder dynamics. The lease, once held by the Minister of Lands, has now been officially transferred to the six families following the acquisition of a green certificate. The Ministry stresses the imperative for cooperation between the landowners and the Ministry of Lands to review the land rent agreement. This involves consultation with key stakeholders, including the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Internal Affairs, Ministry of Health and Youth and Sports Development. Failure to address these issues could result in prolonged legal battles, potentially culminating in contempt of court charges. In a proactive move, the Ministry of Education also intends to file a counterclaim to recover losses and expenses incurred due to the placement of Nameli leaves back in 2021. In related news, Beverly Hills Primary School faces temporary closure due to unresolved land fee disputes, prompting students to relocate to Epato Secondary School for their exams. Principal Delmar Joyle assures students academic priorities amidst uncertainty, outlining contingency plans, including homeschool packages if closure persists. Epato School is currently on holiday, making their premises available for Beverly Hills students' examinations before they embark on their mid-semester break. Since its closure on the 19th of this month, Beverly Hills School has grappled with repercussions of the landowners' claims. In West Papua, Vanuatu has named Mystic Morris Calloran as its latest interim special envoy for the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, ULMWP, succeeding his previous role as interim deputy foreign minister to West Papua. Questions have ascended regarding Mr. Calloran's appointment, stemming from his origins in Lumpukuti village on Tonga Island, leading some to question how someone from Vanuatu could hold such a significant diplomatic position representing another country's interests. The confusion surrounding Mr. Calloran's background surfaced during ULMWP's campaign in Fiji ahead of the Melanesian Spearhead Group meeting in Port Vila, revealing that he was not native to West Papua but has ties to Fiji through marriage. Despite these concerns, Mr. Calloran's dedication to the West Papua cause has been recognized by leaders within the movement. His commitment spans over two decades, roots, dating back to his university days in Australia, where he collaborated closely with West Papua leaders, including Mr. Jacob Rumbiak. Mr. Kaloran attributes his recent appointment to significant changes in ULMWP leadership, particularly following the accession of Mr. Benny Wenda to interim president during the Jayapura summit in November of 2023. Meanwhile, Mr. Wenda has relocated to London to continue advocating for the West Papua cause, including involvement in the Scottish Parliament, as Mr. Kaloran assumes his new role as interim special envoy for ULMWP. The appointment signifies ongoing support from Vanuatu for the liberation movement in West Papua. And when Vanuatu's renowned Kompazook music group embarked on its inaugural journey to New Caledonia, the group received a warm invitation and prestigious recognition from the municipality of Port Vila as they were selected to represent the city at the esteemed Giant Omelette Festival in commune of Tambia. This historic trip was made possible through the generous financial support of the Port Vila City Council PVCC and the Deputy Lady Mayor Marie-Louise Min. The PVCC's commitment to promoting cultural exchange and fostering artistic talent played a pivotal role in facilitating this cross-cultural collaboration. Expressing their gratitude, the management team of the Resilient T-Band, representing Kompazook, extended heartfelt thanks to the PVCC and Deputy Lady Mayor Min for their instrumental role in making this inaugural tour to New Caledonia a reality. They support not only reaffirms Vanuatu's commitment to cultural diplomacy, but also strengthens ties between the two nations through the universal language of music. The first performance of the group is scheduled for 8 p.m. Friday, April 26, 2024, at 1881. And on Saturday, April 27th, the group will take center stage at Giant Omelette Festival in Dumbia, starting at 4 p.m. With that, conclude our Vanuatu 90 News, but you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107 and Radio New Zealand, Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. You have a very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, blomifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.